Welcome to show number 101 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. Hey, what's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in today. Got a lot of interesting things to talk about. Got 2012 Topps football that we'll talk about. We'll talk about Goodwin Champions, multi-sport. We'll talk about that set, and we'll also talk about 2012-13 NBA Hoops basketball, which should be out by the time you listen to this podcast. So a lot of interesting things to talk about, but the first thing is first, before we get to all that, that'll come up after our first segment here, where we just kind of run down a little bit of news. A lot of interesting things have happened since we had our last show. I've been hanging out with my brother, and I kept meaning to ask him for the audio. I think he has audio from the National. I keep meaning to get that from him, so we'll have that for our next show. I'll try to remember to grab that, because I think he just wants me to grab it off the microphone that he has and kind of cut it all down. So we'll do that for the next show. But for today, let's start with the release date calendar, because there was some changes over the last few days that I kind of wanted to point out and bring to your attention, just in case you were looking forward to some of these sets. Like I said, on the 14th, which was a couple days ago, Goodwin Champions and Opeachy Hockey, the first hockey set for the 2012-13 season, I think that's the first set that has come out, is out. And so you can look forward to that and hopefully find that at your hobby store. Hoops basketball officially comes out right on the 17th. I called a hobby store that is a little ways away. He said he probably wasn't going to have it then, and that he would probably have it next week. So I hopefully will be able to get my hands on maybe a hobby box of that at some point. On the 22nd is a big day, is shaping up to be a big day. Topps Chrome Baseball comes out that day. Topps Finest Football comes out. Exquisite Football got pushed back to that day, so that's coming out that day. Score Hockey got pushed back to that day, so you got that set coming out from Panini. So that's their first foray into this year's hockey. And we got Sage Next Rookies and TriStar Signet Cuts Baseball. I'm not 100% sure on the TriStar, but the 22nd, you get the picture. 22nd's a big day. A lot of interest, especially Topps Chrome Baseball, Topps Finest Football. Those are two big sets. 2011 Exquisite Football with Cam Newton and Andy Dalton's and stuff like that in there should be interesting. And then Score Hockey, people always like to collect that. I've got the checklist for that up, and I think we've got the checklist for Exquisite, the final checklist for those up as well, and we'll get the rest of them as the sets come out. So that's kind of interesting. To wrap out the rest of the month, some of the more interesting sets. So on the 23rd, you got Panini Rookies and Stars Football. The 28th looks like SB Authentic Golf and Panini Prominence Football on the 29th, and also Panini Prime Hockey. Some of the stuff that got bumped out of this from this month was Prestige Basketball got pushed back to the 13th of September. I believe Momentum Football from Panini was also supposed to come out, and that got pushed back to the 12th. And subsequent, what else happened was Certified Football got pushed back into October. I think that was more slated to a September release. So we'll see what happens. I know that October 3rd, Panini has Topps Prime Football is scheduled to release. Certified Football, Prime Signatures Football, and Threads Basketball is scheduled to come out. Panini typically doesn't release two sets of the same sport on the same day, so you can expect Prime Signatures will probably be the one that will get pushed back there. So just a heads up there on the release dates. Into September, it's kind of a light month right now. I put light in parentheses, but definitely not as big as August. August has been one of the biggest months. Maybe that's because it's summertime and, you know, right before school and kids are spending money maybe that they've, you know, got for mowing lawns or watering people's grass or whatever. So maybe that's the tactic. I don't know. Maybe it's the season and the way the sports fall. Who knows? But August was a big month, and we're really just started. So there's still quite a bit and very exciting sets to come. And like I said, later on today's show, we'll talk about 2012 Topps Football, which came out, Goodwin's Champions, and NBA hoops basketball. That's our what we're going to focus on a little bit later. But first thing I want to talk about, just some random player news. Ryan Matthews got hurt 4 to 6 weeks. Seems like we talked on the show. Got to be careful with these running backs, and especially if you're drafting in fantasy right now, I would try to draft the running back that doesn't play really at all in the preseason. You know, he gets his like one carry, two carries, and gets out. There's not too many of those guys out there, but I would find the guys that are going to just stay healthy, because it would be disastrous if you had Ryan Matthews. So be careful there. And also his cards are just – and just collecting running backs in general, I think, is just hit and miss. They can go up tremendously, which is great, but they can also kind of fall out the bottom, especially when they get hurt. But Dwight Howard traded to the Lakers, just like we said on the podcast, I think maybe a show or two ago, that we had a little bit of a buy. Insider tips were coming from me from all angles. There's a Lakers forum that seems to always be right and seems to always know what's happening a couple days before the national media kind of gets it. So I kind of knew about the Dwight Howard trade even maybe weeks ago. Not exactly sure what he was going to be traded for, but it was almost certain that he was coming to Los Angeles because the Orlando management just wanted him out pretty badly. So he ends up in Los Angeles. I think he'll stay there. He'll hang out with Jerry Buss and a couple other people, and he'll have fun and re-sign with the Los Angeles Lakers. And so that gives his cards probably a slight boost. We'll wait and see. The Lakers actually have a very strong team, not to turn this into the Lakers hour, but they have a very strong team outside of – I mean, we all know they got Steve Nash. We all know they have Dwight Howard. We all know that they have Kobe. You also have Powell in there. I think Dwight and we had Andrew Bynum. We had a great season last year. I think Dwight and Andrew Bynum are very similar players, although I think Dwight's a more consistent rebounder. I don't know if he's a better rebounder. He's just more consistent, and he's probably definitely a more consistent shot blocker. So I think we get an upgrade on defense. And Steve Nash will be able to set up Dwight Howard for alley-oops and Pau Gasol inside. And so I think they'll both shoot a very high percentage. Think of in your rotisserie basketball leagues where field goal percentage is a big key. I think you'll want to be with the Lakers. I think if you're in an all-points league like I play in, you want to maybe be careful with the Lakers and not pay too much or not draft them too high. Just a little fantasy bit there. But we got Jody Meeks, and we got a couple other players in the deal, and we've signed Antoine Jamison. So I kind of like who we have. Switching gears entirely into a totally different sport that we don't talk about too much, although MLS soccer came out last month on the 12th, Manchester United is going public. I'm not exactly sure what stock exchange this is on, but I saw that you can trade stocks on OMIS, anything. I think Schwab just opened up a global one where you can trade for free, like global stocks. And I'm thinking about messing around with it, but who knows? You can lose a lot of money doing that. But you get free trades for like the whole year, so it might end up being worth it. Manchester United's going public. They're issuing 16.7 million shares at $14 a share, so it's fairly affordable. If you're someone that doesn't have a whole lot of money, you could get 10 shares for $140 or, you know, that's not that much money. So, you know, it might be, if you're interested in investing in soccer and that kind of thing, or if you believe in Manchester United, hey, they're going public and you might be able to get a piece of the team. So next thing is a little nugget that you might already know about, but I know I've heard a lot of people say that they would use Check Out My Cards more if you could search by team. Well, that function is now apparently available. They haven't really promoted it or really talked about it that much, I don't think. But you can go to Check Out My Cards and type in like Bengals or type in Lakers, and then cards will appear. It's not 100% accurate, as their database that they're relying on is not 100% accurate, but it'll get you pretty darn close. So I just wanted to throw that out there for team collectors. I know there's a lot of people out there, including myself. I'm always looking for team. I could have a whole show, too, on just the stuff I bought on eBay. I just like felt like buying stuff on eBay. I saw a collector that was selling lots of older cards and lots of like 90s stuff, and so I was like buying a bunch of his lots and stuff, pretty cheap prices. So and that brings me to my next point, but I wanted to point that out. I'll check out my cards. My next point In terms of old cards, someone on Twitter at that Dan Rowe tweeted me today asking about the titanium. Not really asking about the titanium hockey cards that came out. I think last month, yeah, or the month before, somewhere. Titanium hockey has come out recently, within the last 2 or 3 months from Panini, and they had these rookie cards that were numbered to the player's jersey number. And Pacific recently, or not recently, but originally did that. Back in the day, I don't remember what year it was, but Pacific Cards kind of started that. So, and he mentioned that Beckett originally thought, in the hobby, thought that a true rookie should be out of 99, at least out of 99 copies. Anything less than that, it's just kind of too rare to even be considered a true rookie card. And then he made another point later that, hey, the collectors, you know, no matter what a magazine says or a website or even what I say or anybody says, really, the collectors and the you know, as a whole, end up deciding. You know, certain groups might feel one way and certain groups might feel one way, but the mass that are voting by their eBay dollars usually, or by their spending dollars at card shows and card shops and stuff like that too, they'll be the ones that decide what are the true rookies. So I think with these titanium, out of 99, it's just ridiculous. And I noticed that Ultimate Collection Hockey came out on the 7th of August, and that also has main rookie autographs numbered out of 99, like Ryan Nugent Hopkins and some of the top guys numbered out of 99, like their main autograph rookies numbered out of 99. So it's really hard to get. It's obviously great when all the products kind of opened up and it's all out there and we're all just trading the cards. I think at that point it's okay. But if you like to open packs, or if you like to gamble, or that's just what you like to do, or that's the only way you can get cards, maybe you don't like buying on eBay. Maybe you only got a card shop, and maybe his, you know, he only can have so many single cards, so you can only get cards out of a box. And so gambling and trying to hit the big one is not always the best thing. So I just think it's, that discussion's kind of interesting. I just wanted to bring that up. Not that I have any conclusion or any, really any opinion myself. I think what I told at Dan Rowe on Twitter was, you know, there's so many sets that come out now that I think that it's a little bit different. Back in those days when companies only came out with like 2 or 3 sets, I think it was different. Coming out with a really super premium set just didn't happen very often. And so I think now there's so many sets and things like that, that it's a little bit different. But I definitely can empathize with collectors when they come out like titanium and ultimate. It seems like it happens a lot in hockey, maybe because there are less people. I don't know if there's less people buying the cards, but it seems like people are very enthusiastic, but maybe they make less of them. I don't really know. But it just seems like in hockey, maybe it's toward the end of the year. Maybe the companies, I know that Ryan Nugent Hopkins was a big rookie this year, and there was some other big rookies. And maybe they're trying to stretch it out as much as they can, and toward the end of the year, they can only make so much. I don't know, but I know these titanium ones were just like base ones. So I don't even think they were necessarily anything special. So interesting discussion. The other point I wanted to make there was, I was looking today like at Collector's Edge. Collector's Edge had like these cards in 95 with like pieces of a helmet signed on card, and it was like serial numbered. And back in that day, that's pretty revolutionary. It was like jersey, autographed, and serial numbered. And, you know, Pacific was a young company, and I guess my Twitter follower said that, you know, they took some heat in the hobby for, you know, having Pacific Titanium out in those days with such low serial numbers. But now it's kind of standard. Now, like, you know, $299, $199 for a rookie, especially jersey autographs and stuff, often at a $199 or $100. So sometimes that's those little companies. I put little, but those non-main ones like Topps and Donruss and some of the company and Panini these days and Upper Deck, it's sometimes those upstart ones that kind of do things and push the envelope. Those are the ones that set the trends that end up being mainstream later on, because the big companies end up just copying it, and that's when the mass collector ends up noticing. Obviously, the guy that's in it all day, and he's posting on forums, and he's trying to do all these trades, and he's buying on eBay, he's buying on all these different sites, and he's listening to typically people like you that are listening to podcasts, you already know about all the kind of trends and stuff, but the mass collector might not know about stuff that happens until Topps does it, or until Upper Deck does it, and big companies do it. So I think it's kind of interesting to keep an eye on them. I don't know if I've seen anything especially revolutionary recently, but I think back in the 2000s and the 90s and stuff, you saw it quite a bit from Collector's Edge and Pacific, and there was a couple other, Wild Card even, and some other companies that did interesting things back then that companies still do today. Well, now that I'm out of breath, let's take a break. I think that was it. No, one last thing. One of our forum members, I think it was Mini Groover, said he uses LGOLOF, I think, said that he wanted me to send them decoy cards, which I got to remember to do, for TTM autographs, through the mail autographs. I thought that was an interesting idea. I think I've heard that before. I might have even said that on the show, but I've forgotten about it. I think that's a good idea. When I get those dupe cards, I use them. I have those like Card Saver 1 protectors. And I guess if you had top loaders, you can slide them halfway down in there so they kind of stick up kind of tall. And I write, team names or Boston Celtics, or if I'm doing a contest, I'll write fan forum names. And it helps me sort out cards. But then you got to throw it away if you don't use it much anymore. I think the TTM, they're perfect for that. It's hard to get pieces of cardboard like that. And since they're kind of a byproduct of cards anyways, to be able to try to use them again is an interesting idea. So I thought I'd pass that on. I thought anytime we can like reuse and reduce things, that's a good idea. Anytime we can have something we have already instead of it just going in the trash, even if the player doesn't sign it, he throws it in the trash, at least we tried. You know what I mean? At least we shot the government 32 cents or 45 cents or whatever it is for a stamp. So, hey, at least we tried. At least we tried on this first segment to have a little fun, talk a little sports cards. When we come back, we'll talk a lot more. We got a lot of more interesting things to talk about. We'll talk about Topps Football, Goodwin Champions, and Hoops Basketball right after this. But I know about you, so say hello to Falsetto in 3, 2, sway. I'd like to be everything you want. Hey, girl, let me talk to you. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Keep you on my arm, girl, you'd never be alone. And I could be a gentleman, anything you want. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go. Tell me what you like, yeah, tell me what you don't. I could be a Buzz Light, yeah, fly across the globe. I don't ever want to fight, yeah, you already know. I'm gonna make you. And we are back. Time to talk a little bit about some sets that have come out in the last couple weeks. Topps Football came out. If you were at Walmart or some retail outlets, could have found this going back till about the first of the month, but officially came out August 8th. In hobby boxes, you're going to get 36 packs and 10 cards per pack. You're going to get one autograph or relic card per box. Seems a little steep there. Jumbo box, you get 10 packs, 50 cards. You get two autographs and a rookie patch per box. That seems to me to be one of the best deals. Blaster box, I opened up one or two of them. Didn't really get a whole lot. You get a special commemorative captain patch card in its own special pack. I did pull one of the pink ones for a contest of Maurice Jones-Drew. So those are kind of neat. Continuing with the breast cancer theme, they have a pink border cards out of $3.99. So I think those are kind of interesting. You'll find 440 total cards. There are also short print variation cards. There are quite a few different players. There's actually more veterans than rookies, but they've all surfaced. If you want to go to our website, you'll see a side-by-side comparison of them as well. So, but the last one to surface of just kind of because I was keeping track of them as they were coming up on eBay, the last one to surface was Brandon Whedon, and I believe of the veterans, I think it was like Hakeem Nicks. Or maybe, I think Hakeem Nicks was like one of the last ones. So for whatever that's worth, I don't know if that's worth anything, but I noticed that the Brandon Whedon, it took actually like a day or two after most of the other ones had surfaced already. The Brandon Whedon comes out, but there are rookie autographs and stuff like that in here. There are the Walmart blue border, and there's the Target red border, and there's the regular green border 1957 Topps cards. So I think those are kind of interesting. And some of the cards that people really like in here are the kind of reprint 1984 autograph cards. And they have 36 different rookies. They got Andrew Luck and a couple other players, obviously. Trent Richardson and Robert Griffin, the third rookies, have really been selling well. I know that all these guys have played in a preseason game. I think Trent Richardson got hurt, but Andrew Luck played and Robert Griffin's played. Some of them might have even played twice already. So it's exciting to see that these guys are already on the field. There's these Field General cards that are manufactured, but they look like those like Medal of Honors that they give people. And so I thought those were kind of cool. They had Andy Dalton in there, so I might have to not pay too much for those, but I might find one of those. There are the QB milestone cards that are kind of interesting that are like basically big coin cards, but there's some for touchdowns, passing yards, and wins. So you'll find different quarterbacks. There's a mix of quarterbacks at all of them, but it's pretty much a lot of them in there. This is a really like QB theme set. There's lots of like quarterback stuff. There's like the QB reprints and stuff like that. There's the Super Bowl MVPs, which are pretty much all quarterbacks. And so, yeah, there's a lot of different kind of quarterback stuff in here. The game-winning drive cards are interesting. They're like a film strip, and that's kind of interesting. There's the tall boy cards in here. Those are the 1965 tall boy cards. Are about like two-thirds the size of a normal card, and so I thought those were kind of interesting. Game time giveaway cards. We're going to be giving them away some on our website, so you'll be able to find free codes on our website in the contest section starting here in about a week. So once the Topps Game Time website goes live, but basically it looks like with the Game Time website, you collect codes, you redeem the codes, and then you get like teams and stuff for those, and you have chances to win special cards, but you take those teams, and then I think it's almost like fantasy. You play the team, and then however many points they score in the game, you can win prizes off if you pick the right team. So I thought that was kind of interesting. They have these golden tickets, which are one ticket is for your own card in 2013 football. So some lucky fan is going to have their own card in 2013 football. And there are 10 tickets for Robert the Griffin III or Andrew Luck autographed football. So those expire at the end of the year. And same with the Game Time giveaway. The Game Time giveaways expire at the end of January. So they are running their contest, I noticed, a little tighter window. So they're not letting you, letting the contest run for a long time. So and maybe it encourages people to open the boxes faster. We'll see if it works. The other interesting thing to note if you have a hobby store around you is the Topps Kickoff Hobby Shop promotion. That'll run between September 5th and September 11th. And basically you get these special cards in the packs, and there'll be some interesting cards. Each promo pack will include five exclusive cards, and you get a chance to win chance for autograph cards in there. So I thought that was kind of interesting. You also find the Eli Manning Ring of Honor card, so I wanted to throw that in there. Next set we're going to be talking about is Goodwin Champions, and that came out on August 14th, 2012. It has 20 packs and five cards per pack. You also get a mini card and an SP card or an insert card per pack. So you get one of those three per pack. It is a very tight base set, only 150 cards. You will find some interesting cards like Trent Richardson is in here, Robert Griffin III, Jimmer Fredette, Michael Jordan. There's Magic Johnson. I noticed quite a few golfers in here. Maybe it's because they have their SB Authentic golf set coming up, and so they may have gotten people to sign. But Upper Deck does stuff with golf, and so you see like Natalie Galbus and Annika Sorenstam and stuff like that, aside from the regular Tiger Woods. There are short print cards, and those are basically one and three packs. And you'll find a various number of athletes and celebrities and those kind of people in there. There are like super short print cards, which are one and 12 packs. And there's many exclusive cards. There's all kinds of different parallels in this. So it's kind of almost like a little Ellen and Ginter-ish. There are the horizontal SP-based cards. So there's cards that it actually looks like my brother put up a photo of Jordan, and then there's a Jordan Irving base card, which is kind of interesting. On card autographs, I noticed the Mike Tyson was selling for quite a bit of money in the hundreds of dollars. There's Natalie Gulbis, Robert Griffin signed in here. You've got Tiger Woods and Zach Johnson, another golfer, Dustin Johnson, lots of golfers. So I think that's kind of a preview for SP Authentic. I guarantee those guys signed in there as well. So Don Mattingly's in here. Just a lot of – it's a pretty deep checklist. Jason Kidd, Jack Morris, Fred Couples. So a lot of interesting players. Obviously, the big hits are going to be like the Michael Jordan and stuff like that. But if you like golf, I think I see a decent enough golfers in here to where you could like search for single cards if you don't want to buy a box or something. There's other autograph and sets, but the other cards I wanted to talk about were these Animal Kingdom cards. They're numbered 101 through 200 in this set, and they're basically continuing off last year's Goodwin Champion sets where it's numbered 1 through 100. So if you collected that set, and it looks like they're very hard to get, so the easiest ones to get are 1 in 85 packs. So the Animal Kingdom cards are extremely hard to get. There's Masterpiece Originals, and those are autographed, or not autographed, but they're artist renditions of the original 50 cards from the 1888 Goodwin Champion set. So those are kind of cool. They're numbered out of 10. There's lots of other things in here. There's some museum relic pieces, which I thought are kind of interesting. There's like Union infantry hat pins and Confederate $5 notes, and there's flag stars and stuff like that. And there's also there's these cards from outer space. So there's like different kind of meteorites, and so they cut those up. And as usual, there's these entomology cards, which have real bugs on them, which are like scorpions and butterflies and stuff like that. So those are kind of interesting. Those might kind of creep some people out, but I think those throwing, you know, it seems to kind of fit in the whole realm of that set. People seem to kind of like it. So we'll see what happens there, but I think Goodwin Champions is a very interesting set. Hoops Basketball, that comes out tomorrow, so that has a very large base set, but also has lots of interesting cards. You'll find rookie cards, finally, of like from last year. So we'll see Marshawn Brooks on cards, and we'll see Isaiah Thomas and Ian Shumpert, and then obviously the new rookies like Michael Kidd-Gilchrist and Anthony Davis and Bradley Beal. So it'll be exciting, and there's quite a bit of NBA veteran autographs, but there's lots of rookie autographs. So that'll be exciting to see all of them. It's a pretty tight set. There's not a whole lot going on other than the base set and the autograph rookie. So I think it should be really interesting to see how collectors really enjoy this Hoops. I know that Hoops just came out, 2011, 2012 Hoops Basketball just came out a little while ago. It'll be interesting to see how the collectors like collect both sets. Like if they really like this one, or if they both trade for about the same price and stuff like that. This obviously has the rookies inside, but last 2011-12, I keep wanting to say last year's, but it was only a couple months ago, that has redemption cards for the rookies. So I think it'll be really interesting to see how collectors handle, like, quote-unquote, the redemption rookies, and now these new rookies coming out. And obviously, like, Kyrie Irving is in this set. So we'll see what happens. It'll be interesting to see how collectors handle and collect the sets. Because like we said earlier, it's really the collectors that decide what goes on. But really, there's not a whole lot going on in Hoops. You know, there's some inserts and stuff like this in here. I don't think any of them are incredibly hard to get. But I'm not seeing a whole lot that's really blows me out of the water here. So Hoops Basketball is all about the rookie. So I think if those sell well and collectors are really doing well with that, I think it might be a bargain because it's 36 packs per box, 2 autographs per box. I remember last year we got a box from Panini. We got a we got a Jeremy Lin autograph, like right when he was doing really well. And there was lots of other cards. There was like Derrick Rose glossy in there. That's a really nice card. And there's quite a few other insert cards in there that you know, you could either trade or sell or whatever you want to do with them. So I think it'll be an exciting year for basketball. Well, that about wraps it up. We talked about all the sets that I wanted to talk about. 2012 Tops, I think a lot of people were very excited about it right when it came out. And I think now everybody's waiting for like Tops Chrome Football and Tops Finest Football. I think people will be very excited about. We could have talked about Tops Finest Baseball. That has come out recently as well. I think people have really looked at that set and have found some nice cards in there. So anyways, I don't really have a whole lot else to talk about. I guess there's not a whole lot else to talk about. In terms of things that we have going on, I don't think we have anything new or exciting other than what we've been doing. So, I'm trying to figure out something. I thought I had something else to say or something else to talk about. That's why I'm kind of stalling here, but I don't really think so. That, I guess, about wraps it up. I had a really loyal listener say they kind of like the shorter shows. So we'll wrap it up. We'll not try to stretch it out here any longer. Thank you very much for tuning in. Hopefully you guys are doing well. We'll come back here shortly. I will remember to get that audio from the Nashville for my brother. I think he said he had quite a few interviews and people talking about different things. So I'll make sure I try to get that from him for next time. Until then, good luck with your collections. Hopefully everything's going good for you. Thanks for tuning in. We are out of here.